Was there, like, an overall general attitude towards Japanese and the Germans and stuff? Kind of a general disliking still after the war?
Dislike that, baby?
Was there, like, everybody pretty much disliked the Germans?
Dislike? Oh, yeah. Everybody, you know, so most people did. They, you know. Of course, we didn't trade the Japanese at that time. You know, we didn't have that trade like we have now, you know. And, of course, I imagine they was pretty mad at us, too, after that, you know. Because they surrendered. They had to surrender. And we was still a little cocky ourselves, you know. And, you know, probably like the cock of the wall. We probably strutting around a little more than what we probably should have. But like you said, everybody was pretty well down on the Japanese and the German people at that time. Of course, it's changed quite a bit now, you know. But, and we've forgiven, you know, and I'm sure they have. Because that's what makes the world go around, forgiving. You know that.
I know.
Right.
Well, what did you do, like, when Dad was born? Were you still working, like, with the electricity and doing the same thing you had then? Or
doing what now, man?
In your same electrical job?
Well, yeah. From then on, I stayed as an electrician, construction. And, of course, after the housing boom got over with, then they started in, like, building powerhouse, because you had to have more electricity because you had more houses. And then they started building steel mills again, because we just the ones that we had before the war were just about to last day. So I moved to Pennsylvania to build a further steel mill up there and stayed 7.5 years. Furnace Steel Mill at Furnace Hills up in Pennsylvania. But your daddy was born, in the meantime, your daddy was born back in West End. And he went to West End Baptist Church also.
Did you notice, like, any distinct differences between the North and the South from when you lived up there?
I don't really care for the North myself, but your grandmother did like it up there. We stayed 7.5 years, and she liked it. She bowled on the bowling team up there. And of course, where we lived, everybody from Pittsburgh came over to work on that mill, too. That's where your steel mills are in Pennsylvania. It's in Pittsburgh. But they built this new one over in Trenton, New Jersey, and people from Pittsburgh came over to operate it and what have you. And we had one Polack on one side of us and had a German on the other side. This is how the races was mixed. And we was, of course, we were the southern people right in the center, and we had Italian right across from us. And so, but we got along great. We'd have Christmas, we'd all bring each one of a ticket, of course. We would fry chicken.
Southern chicken
and make cornbread and have banana pudding or something like that. That's what we go. Well, they'd go with their cabbage and stuff like that. Things, you know.
Right.
And we just had a big time. And we partied a lot with all four or five families around there. And we all got along real good. The first year, nobody could understand each other, but we all got right together. We knew what each one was talking about and what have you. The language was so much different. Yeah.
Why didn't you like the North besides just
cold? If you had to shove your car to work there and it's snowing every day and stuff like that, trying to get it back and what have you, it's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. And I believe you ask them people, they'd rather be down south themselves.
Well,
why'd grandmother
like it then?
Huh? Why'd
grandmother like it?
She just liked people like that, liked to bowl with them, and she got on a little police force up there. She was a police crossing right in front of the house and went to the school. We lived right in front of the school, and she got children going across there. She stayed active. She had more to do than just a housewife.
Okay.
And she liked that.
Well, I'm trying to think.
That's all right.
When y'all got back to Alabama after Pennsylvania, were y'all still living in the West End?
We came back, we left Pennsylvania and we went down to Orlando, Florida, Gopher, where we lived there. That's where your dad, and that's where Mickey was born, you know, Mickey. But Bobby and Tommy was with us, and we lived right on the freshwater lake, and I worked at the contractor down there, set for me up there. want me to come down there and do the Martin plant. And that's where they make the missiles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it was a big old plant. So I went down and ran that job for it. And turned out real good. We stayed about 2.5 years down there. Then we came back to Alabama. Then back to West End again.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, your daddy was in West End High, and Tommy was too.
Mm-hmm.
And your daddy went to Auburn, and Tommy, when he graduated, went out to Jefferson State. And Nikki and Susie was, Nikki was born in Florida, and Susie was born back in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the West End Baptist Church, because that's where they went to the 8th grade down there.
Well,
and then we moved to Pelham.
We
moved to Pelham 24 years ago.
Oh.
You get back, I don't know how that is. Let's see. What year was that? Would that make? We'd have to count back. But anyway, we moved back. We moved down here 24 years ago because at that time the colored was moving around us pretty clumsy, and they was moved in one end of the block and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And we knew that pretty soon our property would lose its value, which it did, to a certain
mm-hmm.
extent, but we sold it.
What did you think about the civil rights movement?
Well, you know, that's some good people.
Yeah.
That's some bad people.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good colored people. That's some good white people. That's some, you know, bad
mm-hmm.
on both sides. And, it's got to come. It's got to be. You know, you can't just hold grudges all the time. I'm not a racist, I don't think you'd call it, but
mm-hmm.
I'm close. I'm close to it. But I still...
You're probably brought up that way, though.
Oh, yeah. All the way through that way. And, but I can see... I still love some colored people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I see good in them. But then I see a lot of bad in some of them. And I'm sure they can do the same thing with us. I can see some bad in white people.
Mm-hmm.
And see a lot of good in some white people.
What do you think about integration in the schools?
Well, at one time I was against that. At first I was really against integration. I thought George Wallace was, man, he was something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And I've sat right on the stand, podium stand with him, shoulder to shoulder, but I don't know if he's really right or not. I think now probably the best thing that they are in school groups and they are learning. I can see them coming up the ladder, so I don't think we should be pushed down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should be held down, but I think they should come on up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everybody should be equal.
What do you think, like, about Martin Luther King, what he was trying to do?
Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he was trying to get everybody on the equal footing. I think he was trying to bring integration on the world with him. I think that was his strong point.
Mm-hmm. So, but you didn't really agree with him at the time, though, did you?
No, not at the time. No. Because, see, they was being fought by Wallace and such
mm-hmm.
as that all the time. And I was, like you said, I was probably segregation to a certain extent
mm-hmm.
at that time. But I could see why I was wrong, you know, in certain
yeah, but you were brought up to believe
I was brought
that.
Up, yeah, that's right.
So.
Everybody was.
Yeah.
Well, I even got after your daddy and got after Tommy when we lived out in West End.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wouldn't let a colored person walk on the sidewalk. When we was up there, they'd get out. When you'd walk down the sidewalk, they'd meet you. They'd get off the sidewalk and walk around. Well, that was good. A lot of times, as I grew older, let's say 16, 17,
mm-hmm.
We'd go out at night going and go in the covered section, never section, covered section, and look for them on the street and bat them with bats, you know, stuff like that, chasing bands and stuff like that, which is bad, you know. But, and then, as your dad came on and as your uncle came on, I'd get after them because they were sort of integrating the high school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they was getting into school and stuff. And they was letting them walk on the sidewalk.
Well, you
let
them walk on
the
sidewalk.
Well, not down the street where they belong, yeah. But, you know, our front porch was about 45 feet off the sidewalk. And me and your grandmother used to sit down and when there's nothing wrong with it, that sideline. And I would sit, we'd sit out there in the afternoon and I'd read the paper and she'd do a little knitting or whatever sewing she'd go through and rock a little bit. And a couple of people come on and I could hear mumbling, and mumble a lot. And my hair starts standing up on my neck, you know. And I get mad. She'd make me go inside because she's scared I was going to get a fight with him out there in that tackle. So that's about the extent of it. You leave her alone now. We just talking. But this came a long way, and I think it's a good college, I think. Really. I think it did all right.
Yeah.
I think it worked out for the best. And it is working out for the best.
That's good.
You don't move out? You don't move out? You want to wait? You want to...
Well, I'm just trying to think of questions. Why aren't you?
Well, think of something.
Well, so what have you been doing since all your kids left? And well, Susie was around for a while.
Well, of course, right. As it grew on up, you know, and your dad went to Auburn, and like I said, Mickey went to Jefferson State. What are you trying to do?
The dog.
Quit. You get out. Oh, you see, you can't get on that chair that's got an arm.
Yeah.
But it's your dad and Tommy went off to college, of course. We had and Mickey and Susie, and that kept us from being so lonesome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your dad, just like you, you'd bring all of his clothes home to be washed, and your grandmama had to wash them. Tommy, too, you know, and give them ready for the next week, you know, or 2 weeks. And, but that's part of life. And then as Mickey grew older, he went on down to Auburn, and Susie went to UAB.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they all got married. One after the other, they got married and moved out.
Me and Grandmama just left
me and Grandmother by ourselves. And we had a... Grandmother went to work. When they moved out, Grandmother went to work at Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked up there until she retired. And, of course, I was still working. And then I got... head of the union up there. I got to be business manager of the union, president and business manager. And I stayed around up there wearing suits, which I was always miserable in. I didn't like the tie and the suit.
Mm-hmm.
But I got up there and I retired. Of course, when I retired, we sort of didn't know what to do with ourselves.
I bet.
Because here we've gone all these years, and we've been working and rushing and raising children and trying to buy a home and trying to keep everything going. And so her daddy called up one night and wanted me to buy his flower shop down in Hetley. Because he was, at that time, he must have been about 87 years old. And his eyes had gone bad on him, and he couldn't see. And your great-grandmother had died, and he had remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And Older Bell didn't want to stay working in that flower shop. She wanted to travel, wanted to sort of get away from that. She didn't really like flower shop here. So we went, me and your grandmother went on down and went down to heaven. And opened up and started that thing started. We just took over the flower shop. And we worked down there about 4.5 years. And that's when your grandmother came down with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when she came down with Alzheimer's disease, we came back up here to Helen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was confined with her. When she was confined to the house, I was confined to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed here approximately 18 to 2 years at that time, just me and her. Of course, the children coming in and out, and you come into business, and and different ones in and out. The Navy was real good. They was in and out. And then, of course, I came down with my little heart attack, and I was missing for a while. And then she went down to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And that's just my story.
Story of your life.
Story of my life. And that's about 74 years. I just went through May the 12th to be 74 years.
Was there anything that just sticks out as like a great moment, a high point of your life?
I guess the high point of my life is...